friends to walk with me.
For those gathered on the former site of the First Baptist Church, Williamsburg, this was a moment they refused to miss. It was their opportunity to honor those ancestors whose names are known only to God. Janice Kennedy was among them. Her family has been attending the First Baptist Church for decades.
It's an exciting day. We're in a season of discovery and uncovering things that have been either covered up or forgotten about or hidden away intentionally. And so I think about all those generations of people whose voices were shut down and shut out, and lives as well, but now we know that they were here. We have to acknowledge that they were here, and then we get to what they contributed and helped to make this place what it is.
The site on the corner of Nassau and Francis Streets in Colonial Williamsburg was paved over for parking in the late 1950s. But for the past 2 years, archaeologists from the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation have been working at the site to uncover the history buried there. Thus far, their work has uncovered the remnants of a mid-19th century church and a smaller building built even earlier. They also discovered more than 40 grave shafts. The congregation voted to excavate 3. And last weekend, archaeologists uncovered the first of the remains, a 6-foot skeleton. But they won't know more regarding the identity until DNA sampling can be done. Biological anthropologist Dr. Joseph Jones explains the process.
So the first step will involve getting the remains down to where we expose the remains, but not excavate them yet. So at that point, we will come in and do some photography, take some basic measurements of bones that will tell us, ideally, things like the stature, age estimation, possibly, and sex estimation. Really rough analysis at that point, based on just mere observation of whatever is they're capable of exposing.
First Baptist Church is one of the oldest black congregations in America, founded in 1776 by free and enslaved blacks. Colette Roots describes being able to witness even a little of the unearthing process as both exciting and painful.
Just to have the graves disturbed, never witnessed anything like this in my 62 years, but we want to get the answers, who they are, what they were about, you know, just the information about what they went through, what their sex was, what their race was. And the archaeologists, they are letting us know, they are handling them with kid gloves, and the story will be told.
Jacqueline Bridgeforth Williams was excited to be present as the work began. She describes the moment as a manifestation of faith.
I think about my ancestors and them as being not only freed blacks, but enslaved blacks that had the tenacity and the fortitude to build this church and have the faith that one day, I know that they prayed that one day that we would be free, but their struggles and their stories and what it's all about, telling their stories and their truths. So for me, this day is major. It means a lot because it's one more moment of standing in our truth, in our nation's truth, and the truth that we as African Americans have huge contributions to the fiber of this nation. And so this is important to me because it's about our faith and about our people.
Archaeologists are hoping to have a comprehensive report of their findings to share with the First Baptist congregation this November. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.